It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people.
Do you hear that, Flipsy? You and I are going on a road trip.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
Surprise! Simpsons time. Coming early. Or earlier, I guess, than I usually do it. I had a fun conversation. I can't even remember who with at the record fair. At one of the times when there was like a cluster of people around my record table, and I was talking to them all at once, and they were all giving me different pieces of advice about when in the show I should do Simpsons time. Those of you who wait around for it believe that it's better done at the end, but then there's also, you know, the chance that people will tune in just at the end just because they want to hear it and not the rest of the show, which I can't have that. That's terrible. So here we are, closer to the beginning of the show and ready for Simpsons time. Episode number 148, Bart on the Road. I know this is trying to be a summer show, but this Simpsons episode, rather than being a summer show, is in fact a spring break show. But definitely has that celebratory feel since it deals with a vacation. It is one of the classics from season 7, one of the greatest. One of the ones that I have to say I remember very fondly because it came at a time when I and my friends from college would gather around the TV in the dorm room of one of our friends that had a TV in his dorm room every Sunday night, and we would watch Simpsons and then talk about it at length after it was over because it was just always so good. I remember that we loved that Bart, Nelson, Martin, and Milhouse go on a road trip together because, you know, being 18, 19 years old, that was our favorite thing to do. And I still love that. I love that gorgeous, like, 360-degree shot. When they're driving in the white car, you know, just sort of aimlessly driving before they pick up the hitchhiker and they all go for ice cream. Of course, you know, they end up in Knoxville, Tennessee, and it's a bummer for them because they lose their car, they lose their money, and they destroy the sun sphere along with the car. It was one of those episodes that represent the real development of the character of Nelson, who's one of my favorites. We see him not just as a bully, but as, you know, kind of a smart, cynical guy with not a few soft spots. He, along with the other kids, was looking forward to naked lunch, but was sorely disappointed. And then in Branson, Missouri, makes the rest of them stop for Andy Williams and is enraptured by Andy Williams singing Moon River. Langdon Alger, one of my favorite fake Simpsons names, a character that we never see. It's just the shy boy who likes puzzles that Lisa has a crush on, and then she loses her crush just as fast. Very deft bringing together of the A story and the B story in this particular one, I think. The entire thing starts as bring your kids to work day. I think because Principal Skinner has to go on vacation and start spring break a day early, so it's going to be bring your kids to work day instead of them having to go to school. Lisa goes to the power plant, and that's, you know, the site of her bonding more with Homer and having a really good time with him. Also the origin of Diablo Canyon 2, why can't you be more like Diablo Canyon 1? And they have sleepovers and they tell each other stuff, and that's why when Bart finally gets in trouble, Homer is able to suppress his anger and not tell Marge about it. Because it's important to Lisa. Bart, meanwhile, goes to the DMV with Patty and Selma, and he hates it, and that's where he creates his fake driver's license and, you know, can rent a car. Martin joins his dad at the stock market and wins. Makes $600. First he makes $1 million, then he loses all but $600 in the stock market. Sully! Sully! What's the name of the little toy flipping dog that Martin buys at Wii World? Flipsy or something like that. Gets run over right away. Always funny. And Milhouse, of course, gets to go to the Cracker Factory, which turns out to be the best. Huskies pulling sleds across piles of salt, etc. Everything. So many funny things. I love when people get taken out of Springfield and do things outside of the milieu of the town. I love the four of them sitting on the curb in Knoxville. It's Knoxville, right? I have to check that. With wigs on, you know, with those bouffant pink and different color 60s wigs. It is Knoxville. I'm looking it up right now. Site of the 1982 World's Fair. Which by 1996, when the episode aired, was already a long time before that. Lisa advises Bart, since she's, you know, the only one able to get them out of this jam when they lose their money and lose their car, advises Bart to become a courier, and all the boys become couriers. And they ship themselves back to Springfield. But Homer has to help by ordering a new safety console and destroying the one. The one that he uses, which he has no problem doing. The end. This has been Simpsons Time.
Simpsons Time through the Debigulator
is a digest of Simpsons Time segments from the radio show Nazario Scenario, which you can look at the playlist of by going to the following URL. Here it comes. WFMU.org/playlists/AN. My name is Amanda Nazario, and I'll see you next week. Or at the record fair. Or at the marathon. Or even some other place. Thanks for listening.